NewsRamp Technology Podcast, Wednesday evening, February 18th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newsprofters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Intershop publishes preliminary figures for the financial year 2025. Intershop Communications AG has published its preliminary financial figures for the year 2025, reporting revenues of €33.3 million, down from €38.8 million in the previous year. The company's cloud revenues remain stable at €20.5 million, with an operating result, EBE, of €-2.8 million due to a complex major project. CEO Marcus Dranert's contract has been extended until March 2029, with an outlook for 2026, expecting balanced results and slightly lower revenues.
Introducing Dash, Home2Go's AI travel companion that optimizes accuracy and customer experience efficiency, cutting escalations by 85%. Home2Go SE announced the launch of Dash, an AI travel companion on the Home2Go marketplace. Dash reduces customer escalations by 85% by improving answer accuracy and speed. Built in-house, Dash combines advanced AI capabilities with Home2Go's expertise. This enhancement reinforces Home2Go's position as a travel tech leader, allowing CX teams to focus on higher value cases. Dash benefits guests with on-demand support and partners with improved marketplace performance.
FlatEx DEGIRO adopts new capital allocation policy, increase in annual dividend by a factor of 7 planned, 2025 guidance slightly exceeded. FlatEx DEGIRO C announces a new capital allocation policy, planning to increase its annual dividend by a factor of 7, with revenues in FY 2025 exceeding expectations at around €560 million and net income rising to approximately €160 million, the company aims for further growth in 2026. The new policy includes a regular dividend distribution of 20% of net income, with a possible dividend of around €0.30 per share for 2025.
Datavault AI DVLT raised preliminary FY 2025 revenue to $38.40 million, surpassing its prior projection by up to 33%. The company attributes this growth to customer tech licensing fees and services from its data science group. Datavault AI also reaffirmed its FY 2026 revenue target of $200 million, with expected year-over-year growth of 400% to 426%. The company plans to file its audited 2025 financial results with the SEC next month.
Lixdi Biotechnology. Lixdi appoints Sydney Braun as CEO of Liora Technologies Europe subsidiary. Lixdi Biotechnology appoints Sydney Braun as CEO of Liora Technologies Europe, a move to advance the Lehite system for tumor treatments. Braun's 20 years of healthcare experience aligns with Lixdi's strategy to scale technology and drive recurring revenue in cancer care. The LICT system is an electronically controlled proton therapy platform aimed at enhancing tumor treatment within the radiotherapy segment of cancer care.
Sportradar completes IMG Arena integration, focuses on growth and innovation. Sportradar AG has completed the integration of rights acquired from IMG Arena, expanding its official coverage to include prestigious events like Roland Garros, Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. With a focus on growth and innovation, the Switzerland-based company aims to generate revenue by leveraging the new content across its distribution network. Sportradar's Chief Commercial Officer, Ed Blanc, expressed excitement about the potential for continued innovation in the sports technology space.
Med Holdings Group, Inc. announces strategic negotiations with leading urology authority, Dr. Harvey Samowitz, as company accelerates expansion, digital scale, and corporate milestones. Med Holdings Group, Inc. announces strategic negotiations with leading urology authority, Dr. Harvey Samowitz, aiming to enhance clinical leadership as the company expands nationally. Dr. Samowitz brings over 30 years of expertise in urology and pelvic health. The company is also in talks for new locations in Jupiter and Doral, Florida, accelerating compliance milestones and launching TotalBody.com for digital expansion.
Unto A. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.